You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It's Monday, March 18th, and you're listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast.
That is the voice of today's special guest, who we always applaud for his breakdowns of NFL films, and we do that because this man breathes the rarefied air that is shared only by the precious few at the top of his field. This man is in the Illuminati of NFL illuminators, and yet, maybe because he's just so freaking good at this stuff, we tend to forget that this man started his NFL journey in the NFL. Inside the white lines, this man applied his craft as an offensive lineman who played every position in or on the offensive line for 12 years. This man is a study in personal recollection and professional appreciation. This man is Brian Baldinger. Welcome back to the pod, Baldy.
Well, it's good to be with you, Andrew. Thank you for the introduction. I'm ready to talk some football. Anytime, any place, especially with you.
I know you are. What must it be like, listener, to be one of the best at what you do, right? Imagine the life of, like, Patrick Mahomes and Trent Williams, Scottie Scheffler and Simone Biles, Max Verstappen and Kylian Mbappe, Shohei Ohtani and Connor McDavid, Taylor and Beyonce and Warren Buffett and Caitlin Clark, track stars named Kipyegon and Ingebrigtsen, and NBA stars named Jokic and Giannis and Joel Embiid. That's what we're talking about here, guys, and I swear to you, I'm not overstating it. And no, Baldy probably couldn't stick a landing like Simone, or skin a defender like Mbappe, or even fit into Max Verstappen's F1 car, but when we watch what happens in an NFL game, Baldy can show us how and why it happened, while diagnosing trouble, identifying strengths, and explaining myriad NFL schemes better than anyone I've ever seen, period. So I'm always so glad and honored to pick this man's brain. I am your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, and on today's show, an NFL draft trade that could signal a major shakeup in the first round. We'll get Baldy's thoughts on the retiring Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox. Russell Wilson finally takes the mic as a member of the Steelers. What did he say, and what does Baldy have to say about this move? Plus, all in. It's a catchy phrase, and almost everyone on the Cowboys staff seems to have tattooed it on their tongues, but what in the hell does it actually mean? You know what? There's one other thing. I'm thinking, Baldy, there's a player or two who showed up on tape last season, maybe caught your eye during your countless film study sessions at your office at NFL Films. Players that may have begun to break out and blossom in 2023, but will get credit for a breakout season in 2024. I want to mine you for a name or two, and that's all coming up. But first, this.
Pocket crumbling, and it's a sack! Aaron Donald takes a bite out of the Big Apple! Way back!
Okay, Baldy, it happened at the end of last week. Aaron Donald retiring. 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls, 111 sacks in all. That's second best at his position, behind only John Randall, who played, incidentally, four more seasons than Donald did. Donald, an eight-time first-team All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year in 2017, in 2018, and in 2020. The next date I want to throw your way, 2029, because Aaron Donald will be a first ballot Hall of Famer in the Hall of Fame class of 2029. He's among the very best at his position to do it. Baldy, I wrote these names down that you threw out earlier today: Alan Page, Bruce Smith, Warren Sapp. You didn't mention Bob Lilly, but I know Bob Lilly is in your brain, certainly as having that one of those guys on the inside of the D-line. But Aaron Donald may be the best of all of them. He led the NFL in pass rush rate 20%, one out of five times, just last season. A player so good, his value cannot be measured simply by any of those stats, as extraordinary as they are. This one's a hard one to quantify, but Baldy, you cannot overlook the impact that this man had on the teams that were preparing every week to face him. You reckon, Brian Baldinger, that few defensive players were ever game-planned quite as intentionally and fearfully as Aaron Donald.
I agree with that, Andrew. I said that, and I believe that. I mean, there's Lawrence Taylor, there's Reggie White, there's a handful of guys that when you got ready to play a game, you had to burn the midnight oil to figure out how you were going to game plan it. Because here's the deal. Aaron Donald knows exactly what you're doing by formation, okay, down distance, place on the field. He already knows what you're doing. So now you're trying to stay ahead of him. Like, he already knows where the slide's coming, which way the center's going, where the back. He already knows that. Like, that's the intelligence of AD. So now the burning the midnight oil comes. Okay, he knows when we're in his formation, this is what we do. So now how are we going to disguise that, but yet still run this play that we really like to run? And so, I mean, some of the greatest architects of this game, Sean Payton, you take a look at Jeff Stoutland in Philadelphia, the offensive line coach, some great players like Jason Kelce or Lane Johnson, guys that were like, okay, how are we going to put together a game plan so he doesn't ruin our game the way he did on film the week before? And so it was chess that just kept going on and on and on. And then finally what they ended up doing in Los Angeles, to their credit, is they played him everywhere. They played him out wide at defensive end. They played him at defensive tackle. They played him in the gaps. They played him head up. They had to keep moving him around just so that if they did have a little beat on where he was going, it would change as soon as he lined up in a different spot.
Baldy, with quarterbacks, we always talk about superpowers. Aaron Donald seemed to house so much ability, so much energy, so much power and strength. So maybe it's unfair to ask you, but does he have a superpower? And if so, what is it? What was it?
I remember one time I saw him out on the field against the Vikings a couple years ago, and he had just gotten done playing Seattle. And I told him, I said, you know, we could put you in the Hall of Fame right now, Aaron, if you just went against Russell Wilson every week. Like, literally, I mean, he harassed Russell Wilson like nobody's business. Of course, they were in the same division, you know, for much of their careers. And so he saw him twice a year. But, yeah, like, quarterbacks, and, we're talking about pass rush here, and pass rush win rate, sacks. I mean, he was, if you're a backside tackle trying to cut him off, it was impossible. You couldn't do it. Like, he ruined the run game as much as he disrupted the pass game.
The Hall of Fame class of 2029, as I mentioned before, will include Aaron Donald. No doubt about that for you. First ballot Hall of Famer, he's in. He's a lock, correct?
Yep.
I mean, basically, look, I think we would agree as a family, as an NFL family, that if Aaron Donald isn't, you know, a first ballot guy, then who is, right? Well, then who is?
Here's how my voting, like, I don't vote, Andrew, but this is how I think about who a Hall of Famer is. Like, I know the stats, I know the numbers, I got that. But give me a decade that a player plays, and was he the best player at that position for a decade? We've been playing this game for 10 decades. He was the best player on the defensive line for a decade. And so when you dominate the league for a decade, you're first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And you know what? I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because that provides us the opportunity to smooth turn to somebody else. Because that 2029 Hall of Fame class, let's just circle it in our brains, listener. We'll get back to this, you know, 5 years from now. But that class will likely include both Donald and, of course, the recent retiree, Baldy, your boy Jason Kelce, considered one of the best NFL centers to ever take the field. But there is another name that deserves consideration.
They've got him! They've got him! They sack him back at the 20th, Fletcher Cox!
Baldy Fletcher Cox announced his retirement 6 days, incidentally, after Eagles teammate Jason Kelce announced his. Now, the question, is Cox a Hall of Famer, is a little bit less certain an answer. I think there's a little bit less of a knee-jerk yes in Fletcher Cox's case. Why? Why are we hesitating on Fletcher Cox? Consider this. Voters look, as Baldy has just said so perfectly, voters look for an extended period of elite production. Did he dominate his era? That, of course, is the standard question. Well, Cox made the NFL all-decade team for the 2010s. So, to Baldy, your point, did he dominate for a decade? You said yes with regards to Aaron Donald. It seems that the answer is yes with regards to Fletcher Cox as well. Fletcher Cox was named to 6 straight Pro Bowls, and only 12 interior linemen have ever done that. The other 11 are already in the Hall of Fame. Consider that, listener. 12 guys have done it. 11 are already in the Hall. The other person we're talking about, well, Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox has 70 sacks. That's 10th best among interior D linemen since the sack stat became an official thing back in 1982. And this may be the most telling of all. How many interior D linemen have 6 Pro Bowls, 70 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring? Baldy, I know you know the answer to this, so let's not pretend this is a quiz. Only 3. Warren Sapp, the aforementioned Aaron Donald, and Fletcher Cox. Okay, Baldy, that's the resume, and the fact is, that's all good. We can all look that up. But you know the man. You also know the body of work better than most. Same question that I asked about Aaron Donald. Let me ask you about Fletcher Cox. What was his superpower? And I'm curious to know, because you do know him so well, what kind of a dude is Fletcher Cox?
So, his superpower is he lined up every Sunday. He missed 6 games in 12 years.
Good God.
Like, you know, in a day and age where guys get hurt all the time and miss time, like I never saw him hurt. Maybe he had a toe injury 1 year, kind of bothered him a little bit, played through it. To think, it was interesting. He was drafted in 2012 by the Eagles, and the Eagles traded up to draft him. And my assignment on that draft weekend was to be in Philadelphia for their pick. So I was there the day that Fletcher Cox got drafted. And I saw the whole trade manipulate and the whole thing, 2012. And I swear, like, you know, we're going to have him on the show. We had him on the show last Friday, Andrew. When you see Fletcher Cox, he looks exactly the same as the day he got drafted. Like, he hasn't aged a bit.
Man, with this time, you know, I wanted it to, like I said in my message, I give away everything I have. And it's always, you know, gave it back to me. So, I respect the game, and to me, I felt like it was just time for me to hang him up.
Fletcher, you're always going to be an Eagle for the rest of your life, but you're going to get a phone call, Fletch. You're going to get phone calls in August when guys start getting hurt. What are you going to do when that phone call rings, Fletch? Because they're going to tease you now. It's going to happen.
The answer is going to be no. Okay. For me, what's important is my message was strong. It came from the heart. And my biggest thing is I don't think I can, you know, prepare myself to write that message twice. And that was part of my decision, making sure I didn't regret it, making sure I wasn't making the wrong decision, making sure I was making the right decision for me, you know, mentally and physically. But, you know, the answer to that is going to be no. So, I don't plan on writing that message twice.
He never got too high. I never saw him low. He was the most steady individual. We all can get worked up, Andrew, about a lot of things. I never saw him just knocked off his game where he was slamming a helmet or whatever. The guy just was steady as can be. And, you know, like he had some unbelievable matchups. I mean, if we get to that Hall of Fame thing in 5 years, like pull out the tape of him and Zach Martin. Like they went at it twice a year, every year, Cowboys, Eagles, one of the biggest games every year. Fletcher knew what he had to get into. Zach knew what he had, what was coming at him. He just had natural country strength. He could grab people and throw them. To this day, all the guys that were part of the Eagles front office that have gone on, Joe Douglas, Andy White, all these guys that have left, Jason Light, they'll always come back to Fletcher Cox when they start looking at defensive tackles in the first round. And, like, this is what you want to draft. You know, because it's hit or miss, right? Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you really get it right with a guy like Fletcher. But he's the standard. Like, this is – if we got the 12th pick, the 14th pick, we're picking a defense tackle, we want another Fletcher Cox. That's who we want in our building.
There may be no better compliment than just that. If you become a standard bearer, if you become the standard at your position – the thing that people are trying to emulate, the thing that people are trying to replicate, the kind of production that people are looking for their next interior defensive lineman, well, that's one hell of a compliment to Fletcher Cox. I have a question that there is no answer to because you can't provide the answer, but why in the hell are you not a Hall of Fame voter, Brian Baldinger? We'll deal with that another time. After the break, why a minor move in the draft order may be setting up a major move in the first round of the NFL draft. NFL Total Access, the podcast. Coming right back. You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. Andrew Levy with the film room phenom, Brian Baldinger, and the next topic is Skoll. Skoll, of course, the Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, Icelandic, and Faroese word meaning good health or cheers. And a toast is owed to the Vikings front office because they have traded with the Texans for the 23rd overall pick in April's draft. They already had the 11th pick. And now, of course, there is a sensation that they may try and pair those picks to move into the top five and get Kirk Cousins' replacement at quarterback. Baldy, there is a lot Minnesota can do with this. What should they do with this?
Well, they did, you know, obviously Kirk Cousins left to go to Atlanta. Sam Darnold was signed. Sam Darnold has never been in a stable situation in his career until he went to San Francisco this year. And he saw what stability looks like, what a good coaching staff and stability and how you build around the quarterback looks like. And I feel like just the way we saw Baker Mayfield land on his feet in Tampa and he got stability and he got a good core and he got elite receivers, like we saw Baker flourish. And I kind of feel like Sam could be that same guy, like Baker. However, you know, this is still a pretty new regime. Kwesi Mensah and Kevin O'Connell and the group of Minnesota, they're going into their third season. I feel like the quarterback of the future could be in this draft form.
You do.
And I feel like the move that they just made with the Texans to acquire the 23rd pick, to go with their 11th pick, might be some kind of a package that they could put together to go get their quarterback of the future. Regardless of how Sam plays. If Sam plays well, maybe he plays himself into a contract and he goes someplace else, or maybe they keep him the way the Green Bay Packers kept Jordan Love under wraps for a few years. Like, you don't have to rush the situation, but you could certainly see that. You know, when you have the receivers they have, you go and get Aaron Jones at running back. They've got a pretty good home-built offensive line. The defense has been enriched through this offseason thus far. I feel like quarterback is a position where maybe they don't use both picks. Maybe they stay at 11. Maybe they can, I don't know. Maybe Drake May slips past three and they're like, let's go get it. Like,
is Drake May
the flexibility
is
to do it.
They do. They definitely have the flexibility to do it because, okay, so in the eye, and I really like you mentioned Sam Darnold first, and I think Sam Darnold appreciates that you mention him first because let's not forget, he just signed a one-year deal for, what, $10 million. That's not a $2 million deal. That's a $10 million deal. So there's some expectation attached to that number, the expectation being you have to be ready to be our week one starter, and you may just be our week one starter. That's what $10 million says. Now, the other thing that this move says is, in your estimation, they could stay at 11. And maybe, I don't think Drake May is there at 11. I don't think he drops that far. But I think we can agree that maybe a J.J. McCarthy does. You mentioned his name earlier. Maybe they grab him at 11. And then, of course, they have O-line needs. I think you identified right tackle as a position of major need for them. And maybe they get somebody who is versatile enough to fit that position at 23. Now, that is the small b in quotes, but the more boring situation when you consider the move that they made to get number 23. The more glitzy and glamorous move, of course, is to package 11 and 23 and go and move to, let's say they make a deal with the Patriots at three and they grab Drake May. There is something about Drake May that we found out together, Baldy, kind of an interesting little connection, a little point of connection on the Minnesota Vikings staff. Please edify us.
Well, Josh McCown, the former quarterback, played almost 20 years in this league. He coached Drake May in high school in North Carolina. Now he is part of the Minnesota Vikings staff coaching the quarterbacks. So if they need any insight, and everybody's looking for insight, you know, to the, just the fabric, the mock, whatever is inside of a guy.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you sometimes those traits get traced back to high school, and nobody will know more than Josh McCown.
Josh McCown, Drake May's high school coach at Myers Park High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Baldy, I think you're absolutely right. And I think for a player like Drake May, because we have so few games to look at the collegiate level, he's another one of these, you know, to be fair, a Sam Howell, Mitch Trubisky guy, where you simply don't have 25, 30, 40 starts to look at. You've got low teens in terms of starts to look at. So not a lot of sample size in terms of tape, the kind of tape that they would ask you to pour through and tell them what you think. Well, that little extra bit of detail, maybe it comes from a guy like Josh McCown, who knows Drake May, the man, as well as he does Drake May, the quarterback.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
The next topic is Wilsonian diplomacy. With the news that Kenny Pickett was traded to the Eagles late last week, Russell Wilson, Baldy, is precisely where he wanted to be all along, in a starting job and in the spotlight.
I was fortunate to have several teams call and all that, but this is the place that I wanted to be. Be a Pittsburgh Steeler and to wear the black and gold. It's a true honor. It's tradition. It's history. There's 6 trophies in there, and we got to go get a 7th.
Your first thoughts, Brian Baldinger, when you start to envision Russell Wilson in black and gold?
Well, I think it's an upgrade, and that's why he's there. It was a bargain basement price. They can look at him for a year and decide if he's the long-term answer or not. I do think they're giving up on Kenny Pickett too early.
You do.
But I also see Pittsburgh's side to this. They've got a new offensive coordinator. All right. They've got a new quarterback. There's no longer any time, Andrew, to develop and help try to develop 2 quarterbacks. You can't do it. Nobody could ever tell in any given year who the backup quarterback to Tom Brady was. You could never tell who the backup quarterback was to Drew Brees. I mean, when you got the elite quarterbacks in this business, you really never challenged them. And that's kind of like what this is I think Kenny Pickett needs to play more. It's a situation, Philly, I don't really agree with, because they've got a new coordinator too, and Jalen Hurts needs to learn that offense, and he needs all the number one reps he can get. Well, that's not going to help Kenny Pickett develop. He might have went out of there, and maybe he did force you out. I don't know the situation. You know, maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't. But, you can't develop if you're holding a clipboard and you're backing up. The only way you develop is by playing. So Russell Wilson's the quarterback. And, look, the fact is the Pittsburgh quarterbacks last year, the three of them, Trubisky, Kenny, Mason Rudolph, they threw a total of 13 touchdown passes in 17 games. They didn't get enough production from the quarterback play, period.
And they were a playoff team.
Still made the playoffs. So Russell threw 26. You can argue his ability still. He still threw 26 touchdown passes in an offense that was pretty starved.
Yes.
When it comes to weapons,
yes,
all year long. And so I think he's got a lot to prove. I think he wants to be there. I think Pittsburgh quarterbacks know when they're loved and when they're wanted. And so he wants to stick it to Denver and Seattle and everybody else that's doubted him. That's not a bad thing in this business.
So Russell gets what he wants, an opportunity to shut a lot of people up and an opportunity to win again. But I think, Baldy, what you said is very important for us to hear. I'll remind you, listener, that Russell is 35. He's going to be 36 when the season started, when the season starts, rather. But I think Baldy's reminder to us is one to check ourselves a little bit in terms of patience on developing players, because the downside to all of this for any Pittsburgh Steelers fan who likes Kenny Pickett, who had real high hopes about what his ceiling could be and where he could go as a player in the league, well, the downside to this move is that now you are effectively done with your fact-finding on Kenny Pickett. You're not going to learn anything new now. And now, of course, you're not going to learn anything new except what he teaches you in a different team's uniform, in an Eagles uniform. And even there, to Baldy's point, will he get the opportunities he needs in order to actually grow, to actually prove what he can become? The answer to that may regrettably be no, but right now the answer in Pittsburgh, at least at the quarterback position, seems to be number three, Russell Wilson.
I just had a thought, though.
Talk to me.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Arthur Smith calling Ryan Tannehill and say, you want to come be a backup quarterback here.
Interesting.
In Pittsburgh.
Interesting.
Like, you want a guy that's played, that can roll off the couch and go stand on the field and go complete passes. You don't want a young developmental guy as your backup quarterback. Go get yourself a veteran guy like Flacco, like that type of guy.
Very, very interesting. Let's keep our eye on that. Baldy says the perfect backup to Russell Wilson may not be a rookie prospect. It may actually be a proven vet.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
This is NFL Total Access, the podcast. Andrew Levy with Brian Baldinger, and the next topic is putting your money where your mouth is, which, can we agree that's a catchy phrase, but it makes very little sense financially or hygienically. Don't put coins or bills in your mouth, please. Nothing good can come of it. But the catchphrase in Dallas this entire offseason, Baldy, has been all in. We're all in, said Jerry Jones, and Stephen Jones echoed that sentiment late last week, and it sounds great. But, Baldy, can you help me with something? What in the actual hell does that mean?
Well, I don't know, because they weren't active participants in free agency. They did sign Eric Kendricks late in free agency. They got himself a linebacker. They needed a linebacker. They went out and got Mike Zimmer to replace Dan Quinn. We'll see. Mike's been out of coaching for a couple of years, but it's not like he's forgotten how to coach. But there's, you know, they've lost a lot of players. They lost Tony Pollard. I don't know who's carrying the football for him. I don't think they know. I know it's not going to be. We all love the story of Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn's a great story. But if you look at the depth chart right now for the Dallas Cowboys at running back, it's Deuce Vaughn, it's Malik David, and it's Snoop Connor. And it's hard to imagine that any of those guys will become the go-to three-down back for the Dallas Cowboys. That's not the case.
Well, I mean, I played for Dallas. So Dallas has a long history. Walt Garrison, Dan Reeves, Tony Dorsett. I mean, you go Emmitt Smith. You go through the history of Dallas Cowboy running backs. It's an elite group.
Yeah, sure.
And,
is.
You know, and Zeke Elliott, don't leave Zeke. I'm not leaving Zeke
not.
Out. But
yeah.
It's a strong, strong group. It's a foundation piece for any era of Cowboys football. And none of those guys you just mentioned are anything close to what they're used to handing off to in Dallas. And, you know, a lot of those guys, Emmitt Smith, are still around pretty regularly, you know. And so they're looking at this cupboard and going, it looks awfully bare. You lose your center, Tyler Biadasz. You lose probably your left tackle and Tyron Smith, who's been a great player but has been injured and might not be there any longer. I mean, they've got holes to fill. And look, we just saw – you could say, okay, the defense is a good – the defense got chewed up badly at home by Green Bay. I mean, it looked ugly. And you could say, okay, well, Eric Kendricks could help. And I don't know, that was a healthy Cowboy defense. Stephon Gilmore probably won't be there next year. He's their starting left corner. Like, there's a lot of holes to fill. And if you're telling me you're all in, I've seen some of these other teams, Andrew. I saw somehow Kansas City come up with $100 guaranteed million dollars to give to the best defensive player in Chris Jones. I mean, the Cowboys haven't even come close to even offering Micah Parsons a contract. They still got to take care of that beast. And yet they couldn't find any creative money to go do anything. When we saw maybe the greatest free agency class of running backs change teams that we've seen, and nothing. I was little shocked.
Yeah, and every single one of those moves came and went without the Dallas Cowboys being attached to those moves. I wrote this question down, and you're the one who asked this question in a production meeting. I'm going to ask you to answer your own question. How did the Cowboys get so upside down and screwed up so fast?
Well, I don't know, but it's been going on for a while, Andrew, and it's a real problem. And look, if Jerry Jones was here, I think he would back me up on this. But even when they decided to sign Ezekiel Elliott before they extended Dak Prescott, I don't know anybody that would say, well, we'll wait on our franchise quarterback. We'll get to take care of our running back. That's not that – that was messed up. But, like, your best player is Micah Parsons. He's not extended. So who are they paying? How is it the Eagles can fit 6 key free agents in a salary cap that they didn't have a whole lot more space than the Cowboys did? How did – the Kansas City Chiefs, who had $1 million to spend, go out and do what they've just done, getting themselves Hollywood Brown, getting themselves Chris Jones, you know, all the things, maybe LeJarius Sneed. And it's not lost on Cowboy players. Everybody, all the players are watching what just happened last week at free agency. And they're all saying, Micah Parsons is saying, dang, that Howie Roseman is pretty good. Like, how are they doing it? And we're not doing it.
Right. Right. You reminded us that they were run out of the gym by the Packers. You're reminding us that their roster hasn't improved. Their roster is not better than it was a season ago. And a season ago, that was a flawed roster. Now they have more holes than ever. I'm starting to feel, based on what I'm seeing in your face and what I'm hearing from you, that all in may be we're all in on a rebuild. Is that overstating it? But I'm starting to sense that this may be a necessary, albeit inconvenient, rebuild transition year for the Dallas Cowboys. Can we commit to that so at least we don't commit fraudulent hope to a team that hasn't deserved it and we continue to give it to them every year? I don't want to hype up a Cowboys team that isn't going to come through. I don't want to set them up for another, oh, look at what the Cowboys did again season. I genuinely don't want to do that to them. Are we all in on a rebuild? Are we all in on transition? Or is the ceiling for this Cowboys team higher than I'm giving them credit for in this moment of, you know, of ridicule and cynicism?
Well, you know, there's still the draft that's coming up, and they have drafted very well. They drafted Micah, Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott. I mean, they have struck gold in the draft. And so sometimes all you need is two star players. I mean, a star running back and a star left tackle and maybe, a linebacker that comes, in the fourth round that, you know, lights things up. Like, that stuff can happen. And the Cowboys have a history of drafting very, very well, especially at the top of the draft. So, like, there's still another phase of this offseason to go before I think we can say that they're in a rebuild right now.
Okay, fair enough. Good. Set me straight on that, because it did feel overstated as soon as the word rebuild and transition came out of my mouth. But what I'm hearing from you sounds a little, it's not desperation time, but it sounds a little dire. It certainly doesn't sound ideal. So all to say, Cowboys, if you are in fact all in, we'd like to see proof of that. What does that look like? What does that mean?
Well, let me just say this. Like, the Ravens lost a disappointing AFC Championship game. They went and got Derrick Henry. The 49ers lost a disappointing playoff game, a Super Bowl game. And, you know, what'd they do? They went out and got themselves Leonard Floyd. They got some help. I mean, all these teams that got beat, Green Bay went out and got themselves Josh Jacobs. And so maybe that's an upgrade over Aaron Jones. We'll find out. But, you know, these teams were active. They got Xavier McKinney. Like, all these teams that got bounced out of the playoffs at whatever stage before Kansas City won it all, like, they all were active going, we got to get better. You know, the only team that got bounced that didn't really go after anybody is Dallas.
After the break, Baldy's going to put a name or two on our radar. Players to watch in 2024 that showed signs of making a star turn in 2023 and may just skyrocket in this upcoming NFL campaign. That's coming up next on NFL Total Access, the podcast. You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. Andrew Levy with Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, the last topic, well, it's your radar, bud, because there are always guys who show up on film that we simply don't always address. We think we don't have time for it, or we don't make time for these guys, and they tend to get overshadowed by bigger name teammates or bigger storylines within their teams. Well, that stops here. Let's get a little bit more granular. Let's go beyond the obvious players, and let's give us a few names to think about. Guys that you are keeping an eye on, players who may be on the verge of a breakout season, of a career trajectory changing season, guys who have already put themselves on your radar.
Well, I'm wearing purple here today.
Yes, you are.
How about Cam Bynum in Minnesota? Well, we just saw where Harrison Smith just got extended, and he's been a great safety. But next to him is Cam Bynum. He led the team in tackles a year ago on a much improved defense. I mean, he's a great, great safety. Does a lot of things for that Viking defense. How about a guy like Nate Landman in Atlanta?
How about
you know, he was born, like, it's such a great story to begin with. I mean, his dad's born in Zimbabwe. He's born in Zimbabwe. His dad's a great rugby player in Zimbabwe. He comes over here. You know, he plays kind of unceremoniously at University of Colorado. Like, he was second on the Falcons at tackles a year ago. Him and Caden Ellis were a really good tandem of inside linebackers there in Atlanta. Like, I love the story of Jaquan McMillan in Denver. He became their slot corner last year. And he made one big – when they went on a five-game win streak, it was Jaquan making one big play after another. Forced fumble, interceptions, tackle for loss. I mean, these plays that he made week in, week out, in a five-game stretch to get them back into a playoff conversation was pretty good. And then this kid that the Rams drafted in the second round, you know, they never have first-round picks, but the second-round pick last year to TCU, Steve Avila, the left guard. I mean, we saw, you know, Kyron go crazy last year, right? Kyron Williams, the running back. But I nicknamed Steve the Wad, because all he does is just wad stuff up. Like, he's a big wide body, he wides stuff up, and he just creates these lanes. Like, he played every game for him, started 18 games last year for him. And the Rams were a surprise team, and he helped fix a broken offensive line at left guard last year.
Okay, so let's get those four names again. Give me the name, give me the position, give me the team. What you got?
Cam Bynum, safety, the Minnesota Vikings, led the team in tackles. Nate Landman, the free agent linebacker going into his third year with Atlanta, third in the team of tackles. Jaquan McMillan, the slot defender, number 29 for the Denver Broncos. And then finally, Steve Avila, the left guard for the Los Angeles Rams.
A safety, a linebacker, a slot defender. Corner. Can we call him a slot corner? You know, and an offensive lineman. Four players that Baldy is seeing on tape that were in the middle of a breakout in 2023, but may just get credit for a breakout season in 2024. Circle those names and let Baldy's expertise be an inspiration to all of us to widen, kind of like the last player you just mentioned, to widen our gaze just that little bit. We can handle more information in our brains. We can go beyond the star turns, the star players, the obvious MVP candidates. We can go beyond that. Let's learn our teams a little bit better. In fact, why don't we commit ourselves right now, listener, to become better NFL fans, not by loving it more. We couldn't possibly love it more, but by knowing more. In fact, go look up right now your team's depth chart. Whatever your team is, whoever your team is, do you know the players on your team? Get to know the players on your team. Get to know the guys who you draft this season who aren't taken just in the first round. Let's become better fans. Baldy, you're the perfect person to always invite us to do that because, man, you know so much, and we're so grateful to have you around. Brian Baldinger, thank you for making time for us today, bud.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
I want to thank today's special guest again, Brian Baldinger, and I want to invite you, the listener, to join us next time for some NFL offseason fun and games. Who has the best uniform in the NFL? I have my opinion. Do you have yours? Why don't we compare answers? Who is the best player in the league not named Patrick Mahomes? Who will go from worst to first this season? That kind of stuff next time. So, you know, do a little research, get to know your team better, go check out Brian Baldinger's breakdowns of NFL play, and, you know, take care of yourselves. Till next time, thank you for listening, and ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.